Today's daf is Menachos daf Pei Aleph. We left off on daf Pei Amid Beis, and we started to go through the 8 different approaches to dealing with the dilemma. Today's shir is once again sponsored by Chusur for Shlema for Sarah Rivka Basindaleah. She should be zochet to Refu Shlema B'soch Shar Cholei Yisrael. So yesterday we were dealing with the following issue. The Gemara had said that if you have a Toda and a Tamura that get mixed up with each other and you don't know which one is the Toda, which one is the Tamura. And the Mishnah had said that a Tamura's carbon Toda does not get Lachme Toda. So now you have them mixed in together with each other and then one of them dies and you don't know which one died. So what do you do about it? And the Gemara had said that the case is where you said Hare Zo Toda. You didn't say Hare Alai, because if you said Hare Alai, it wouldn't be a problem. You could bring another animal and bring Lachme Toda and say that, worst comes to worst, the second animal is la'achrayus of the carbon toda. But when you say arezo, there is no achrayus of the carbon toda. So what are you going to do? If the animal that survived is a carbon toda, it needs lachme toda. If it's not a carbon toda, it doesn't need lachme toda. How do you satisfy this obligation? So it seems like a predicament that cannot be solved. And in fact, Rabbi Chiya taught a brisa that ain lo takana, there's nothing that you can do about it. So the Gemara is in the middle of suggesting 8 possible things that you can do about it. And that list of suggestions is going to take us through the entire Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. And then we're going to hit a Mishnah on the bottom of Pei Aleph Amud Aleph that's going to discuss the idea that, generally speaking, when a person has a chiyuv, they have to bring their chiyuvim min achulin. They cannot pay for their chiyuvim min ha-maiser. So the Mishnah is going to discuss what if you decide, you say that when you designate your carbon toda, I want to bring the toda min ha-maiser, I want to bring the lachme toda min ha-maiser, I want to bring both min ha-maiser. So to what extent are you allowed to bring, are you ever allowed to bring min ha-maiser in any of those cases? Or what if you say things the Gemara is going to discuss that seem contradictory? You say, I'm going to bring a toda without lechem, a zevach without nesachim. So what does that mean? Does that mean that you are in fact being chozer on your initial commitment, because there's no such thing as a toda without lechem? Or do we assume that no, you're not being chozer on your original commitment, betoch de dibur? And we're going to relate this to machlokas beshame besilel, whether we assume tfos lashon rishon, that we just listen to whatever the first thing the guy says, or not. So that's going to be the machlokas we're going to have in Amud Beis. And then at the very end of the daf, there's going to be machlokas whether a toda can be brought from wheat that was purchased with ma'us ma'aser sheni. Let's say you use not that the wheat itself is ma'aser sheni, but you use money of ma'aser sheni to buy the wheat. Can you bring the lachme toda from such a from such wheat? So let's backtrack actually again to start going through the 8 different approaches. Right after the parentheses, right after the simen, Amru lemeidin lefnei Rebbe. Last word in line is lemeidin. So says Gemara, Amru lemeidin lefnei Rebbe. Those who lemeidin lefnei Rebbe is it sounds like it's a group of people, but the sugi in Sanhedrin Yizayin and Beis tells us whenever the Gemara has certain phrases, who it's actually referring to. So lemeidin lefnei Rebbe, the Gemara tells us, is actually Levi. When Levi says it, b'yeshiva satalmidim, he says it amongst a group of other people. We call him Lemaidin Lefnei Rebbe, but it is Levi. So Levi said in front of Rebbe, I have a solution to this problem. You have the Tamura and the Toda that got mixed in with each other. One of them died. Now you don't know what to do. I'll tell you what to do. V'laisi lechem, bring lachme Toda together with the surviving animal, v'lema, and make the following condition. If the surviving animal is the actual carbon toda and it requires lachme toda, halachma, so good, the lechem that I'm bringing is the lachme toda. And ilo, and if the surviving animal is a tamura and therefore does not require lachme toda, so lepik l'chulin, so this lechem will be chulin, meaning I'm only being makdish this lechem al tanai, that it needs lachme toda, but if it doesn't require lachme toda, I'm not being makdish the lechem at all. So Amar Lahu, Rebbe says to the lemeidin lefnei Rebbe, to Levi, v'chimachnis and chul nazara. What if this behemoth is a tamura and the lechem is not kadosh? You're not allowed to bring it into the azara. The halach is you're not allowed to be machnis chulin into the azara. The Tosos of Yair I mentioned yesterday has a big discussion about the nature of the isra of chul nazara. Rashi shita is that any chul nazara is automatically aser, and that seems to be the shita of the Rambam in the second paragraph of Hilchos Shechita as well. However, Tosos asks on that because a person walks in, is allowed to walk into the Azara wearing regular clothing. You don't have to be wearing any Kadosh clothing to walk into the Azara. So why is that not a violation of Chulin Ba'Azara? Also, in Maseches Pesachim, Samach Vav and Beis, says Hillel Zaken would bring a behemoth into the Azara while it was Chulin, and he would be Makdish the animal while in the Azara. And not only that, the Gemara had said earlier, Chafal Vav and Beis, that the Kohanim would eat together with their Kachim, they would eat Chulin, in order that their Kachim should be Nechal Alasova. And in Zvachim, the Tzadi Yav and Beis, that they were allowed to put spices of Chulin into the Karbanos that they were eating. So Tosfos says, you see from all of these things that there's not like this general issue to bring anything that's not Kadosh into the Azara. There were all sorts of things that were not Kadosh that went into the Azara. So Tosfos says, now the issue is only when you do with it something that looks like Ke'en Avoda. It seems like an Avoda. And like in our Sugya, that you're going to take the Lachmi Toda, you're going to do a waving of the Lechem, which you're supposed to do with the Lachmi Toda. So it looks like you're doing an Avoda. So if it's Chulin, that's going to be an Isser. But a Hachnasa that has no Maisa Avoda is not Asr at all. And that's what Tosfos writes in Maseches Chulin of Kuf Lamed and Beis as well, that you shouldn't ask from all these Rayas and the fact that the Gemara has to say that Tanufas Chazal V'Shok is not Noeg B'Behemes Chulin, that I, anyway, you can't bring into the Azara L'Tzorach Tanufa because of Chulin Ba'Azara. So no, you'd be allowed to bring it in, but you wouldn't be allowed to bring it in L'Tzorach Tanufa. Anytime you're going to do something with it, it's a violation of Chulin Ba'azara. Tosfos Maseches Chulin brings a raya from our sugya that the Yisra of Achnas Chulin Azara must be an Issa Daraisa. Because if it was only an Issa Midrabanan, we would be doch the Issa for the sake of Takana Sakadshi. I mean, we're saying, Eilo Takana over here with this surviving animal. So we need to do whatever we can to salvage the situation. If it were only an Issa Drabanan, we would imagine the Rabanan would waive the Issa under such circumstances. So it must be that it's an Issa Daraisa, and that's the sheet of the Ramban, that's the sheet of the Rashba, that's the sheet of the Rashbam in Babasra Daf Pei Aleph, according to one day on the Rashbam, and the source of it, of course, if it's Daraisa, you need a Pasuk. The Gemara in Kiddushin has the Drasha, Nun Zayin and Beis. Pasuk says, V'zavachta v'yachalta, so the Gemara Darshan's, Matcha to Zavach, Berichuk Makom, Mata Ochel, V'yatochel Matcha Shazavach, B'makom Karov. That you're not allowed to eat that which you're Zavach, B'makom Karov. But you are allowed to that which is Zavach, B'makom Rachuk, so we darshan that that is the Isra of Chulin Ba'azara, and that it is in fact an Isra Daraisa. However, the Rashbam in his second Pshat and other Rishonim suggest that no, it's all an Isra Drabanan, that people are going to look, they're going to think it's Kachim, and they're going to think that you're allowed to treat Kachim like Chulin. You're allowed to be Mezalzel. They're going to come to be Mezalzel in Kachim. Magid Mishnah reads that way into the Rambam in the second parak of Hilchos Shechita. The Rambam writes that the Issa is only Midivrei Kabbalah. So it sounds like it's not an Issa Daraisa. The Rambam sometimes calls Midivrei Kabbalah that which is that which the Rabbanan learn out. So the Kesef Mishnah says it could be that he means to say that it's Halach L'Moshe Misinai. Divrei Kabbalah is a very unusual phrase. The Rambam uses it in different contexts, and sometimes Divrei Kabbalah actually means it in the Oraisa, in the Lashon of the Rambam. Okay, but bottom line is, this is not a solution in our Gemara, because you cannot bring the Lach Metoda on the chance that they might be Lach Metoda, and they might not be, because if they're not, then they shouldn't be in the Azara, because you're going to be doing a Tanufa with it, and that's going to be a violation of Chulin Azara. So says Gemara, second possible solution. V'leisi behema v'lechem. Why don't you bring an animal and lechem v'lema and make the following tonight? If the surviving animal is only the tamura and it doesn't require lechem, okay, so hatoda v'halachma, so this new behema and the lechem that I'm bringing is a toda with its lachme toda. And if the first one that I brought was really, and if the one that's the surviving animal that I have in front of me is a korban toda, halachma, so the lechem that I'm bringing now is the lechem for that toda, v'hatavi shlamim, and the other animal that I'm bringing now should be a regular korban shlamim, it doesn't require lechem. So your makrav the toda, your zorik the dam, your makta the emurin, the same way you would for shlamim anyway. So you could bring the other animal and be makrovit as a suffix toda suffix shlamim. So that would be a perfect solution, meaning a shlamim is a perfect substitute for a toda, just in case. So amaluhu mishum to come in ma'et ba'achilu the shlamim. It's not a perfect substitute because a carbon toda is eaten for one day, one night. Carbon shlamim is nechal l'shnei yamim v'layla echad. And since by you're going to have to be machmir to treat it with the chumras of a carbon toda, you're going to minimize the time that you're allowed to eat that animal that you're bringing right now. And if any meat is left over, it's going to be treated like nosar, and you're being maybe kachim lebeis apsul, perhaps unnecessarily, because it might still be kosher to eat, and people are going to have to refrain from eating it, and we're not allowed to be maybe kachim lebeis apsul. We're not allowed to cause that that kachim is going to become possible. So Amar Levi leRebbe. Levi, this time, even though we said it, the lemeidin lefrei Rebbe was already Levi, but now Levi, just on his own, I guess, in a private conversation, said to Rebbe, I could still find a solution. V'laisi behema v'lechem, bring another animal and other lechem, and make the tanai a little differently. V'lema, if the surviving animal is a tamura ha-todava lachma. Good, so whatever I'm bringing right now is a carbon toda with lachme toda. But the but if the one that I already brought is a toda, meaning the one that's alive is a toda, ha-lachma, good, this bread should be the lachme toda, v'ha tave mosar de toda. And let the new animal that I'm bringing become the mosar of a toda, and that way you're able to bring both behemos and the lechem. So Amarle, Rebbe says to Levi, Kimadumani She'en Lamach Bekodkado. It seems that you do not have a brain in your skull, that you're saying something that is absolutely absurd. So Bechima Frishin Tchila Lamasaros, are you allowed to bring something initially in order to be Mosaros? You're allowed to be Mafresh Behema as a Mosar carbon if it's not actually a Mosar carbon? You can't make something a Mosar carbon. A Mosar carbon, the carbon has a baby, so it's a Mosar carbon. You can't make something a Mosar carbon, so that is absolutely ridiculous. Ein Lamach Bekodkado. So the Chavis Yari in the Tshuva that we point out all the time, Chavis Yari is bothered. How do you talk this way? Meaning, this is not the kind of rhetoric that's going to going to induce peace and harmony amongst people. How do you talk in such a way to a Talmud that you say in lamach b'kad kado? So the Chavis Yair points out that it's obviously done 100% l'shem shemayim and only from a Rebbe to a Talmud. That a Rebbe can talk that way to a Talmud when he sees that the Talmud is slacking and he expects more from him and he knows that for sure that he could do better. The Rambam writes in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Talmud Torah, Halacha Hey, that if a Rebbe realizes that the Talmud is Misrashel B'Divrei Torah, and he's not on task, he's not doing what he could be doing, Chayiv Harav Lirgos Aleim Ula Hachlimam B'Dvarim Kedei L'Chadudam, that the Rebbe is obligated to get angry at them, meaning show anger, humiliate them in order to get them to try harder. And he quotes the Gemara in Ksubus Kuf Gimel and Beis, Zrok Mara B'Talmidim, that the Rebbe shouldn't act with Kalas Rosh in front of the Talmidim, Lo Lischok B'Fneihem, Lo Lechov Lishto Simahem, Torah. It's a different kind of Rebbe Talmud relationship than what we're used to in 2018. But the idea was that it should be that Divrei Torah Miskabel, Be'ema, Be'ira, Beretus, Be'zia, right? That it has to be with a sense of fear and trepidation. What we found in more recent generations is that if you do that, there aren't going to be any Talmidim. So the only way to actually transmit Torah nowadays, when people are very sensitive, is that you can't do that. But even as recently as a few decades ago, this was fairly common in the Litvisha yeshivas. This was what was done. They say that people who were in Rav Salvechik Shir in the early years, before his year of Triple Avelus, he used to blast them. He used to like really rip into them. He would scream, "Ah, shikara goya!" You know, whenever they would say a svara that was not correct. So that was the style, and the idea was that was the appropriate thing to do in order to get them to learn better. And in fact, that's what the Chavis Yair writes in that tshuva in Simen Kufnun Beis, that it wasn't mitoch kpedo kas, and he says, I can prove it to you that it wasn't mitoch kpedo kas, because if a Rebbe is so makbid and so on his own covered or whatever, and he gets angry at his talmidim, that's a sign of gaiva. Kas and gaiva are very much connected to each other. And what does the Gemara say in the last half of Masechta Sota, Mishmeis Rebbe? Bata Anava, that Rebbe was the paradigm of Anivus, so you can't tell me that it's mitoch gaiva in any way, that it's mitoch kas in any way. Kas is so associated with gaiva. Rav Zilberstein, Chashuk Echem, points out there's an interesting tshuva that Rav Yashiv writes in Kovitz Tshuvas, Chel Gimel Simon Chav Tes. Someone was publishing a sefer of one of the gaonim of a previous generation, and there was a particular issue. He doesn't identify what the issue is. There was a particular issue that was nogeya at the time that this person, this gaon, wrote this sefer, and it was a very highly political issue, and there were rov gedolei olam on one side and a minority of gedolei olam, but gedolei olam on the other side, and they used very, very sharp lashonos to disagree with each other. So Rav Yashiv writes, Nihid be'inna deritcha kasher eisha machlokas mislakeches metameres va'ola mafrizim alamida. He says, when the machlokas is going on, it's normal to use such language and to speak about the other side as if ein lamoch bekadkada or whatever. Aval l'shem malah hansiach dvarim ke'ila b'sefer. But you need to publish that now? The machlokas is over. That side was outvoted. Some of us had to mechir or something that he was, that machlokas is not over. But some of so what? You're gonna speak such terrible things? You can use such lashonos in a sefer? So it's an interesting sensitivity to have that even though someone uses language at a particular time, a student learning it may not recognize that there was a given context to that language, and maybe therefore it's not appropriate to put that in stone in printing it. It's an interesting approach that Rav Yashiv had. Okay, so says in where Yasser Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Kamed Rav Nachman. The Yasa v'kamar, so a fourth solution that he had, and he said, "V'laisi behema v'lechem, bring again a behema and lechem v'lema, make the following tonight." Iach the kaima tamurihi, if the surviving one is only a tamura, hatal deva lachmas. That's the easy part. The one I'm bringing right now is the toda, and this is the lachmita that goes with it. But iach the kaima todahi, if the surviving animal is a carbon toda, halachma v'hatavi tamura. So this should be the lechem of that animal, and the new one, the new animal that I'm bringing, should be a tamura, and a tamura doesn't require lechem. Samalai, ani mari arbon bekasve v'kasher. Right, that would have been. I would have if there's one ein mach v'kadkada one. I mean, the Torah says lo yamirasa. Right, the Torah, there's a beferish iser in the Torah that you're not allowed to make a tamura, and you're suggesting that's what you should do. That's your big solution to make a tamura. You're not allowed to make a tamura. Rabbi Ila chalash. Gemara tells us another approach. Rabbi Ila once got sick. All the gabe abai v'rabban. So abai and the rabban came to visit him. So how do you make a chala feel better? What do you talk about? So you talk in learning, and that will give him a sense of chiyus when they go to visit him. So v'yasi v'ka'amri. So they were talking about this situation. Im isa l'drabi Yochanan da amar. If you hold like Rabbi Yochanan, who had said a few days ago, and I in chesam and beis, he said many years ago, but we learned it a few days ago. Chutz l'chomas ha'azara that a zevach that's outside of the azara kadosh. Could the lechem becomes kadosh with lachme toda, meaning even if the lechem, sorry, not the zevach, the lechem is outside the azara, at the time that you're shochet the zevach, the lechem itself becomes kadosh, so then I have a takana. Here's what you do. Laisi lechem velosva chutz lechomas azara. Bring the lechem, and unlike the lemeidim lefnei Rebbe, who said to bring the lechem into the azara, no, leave the lechem outside of the azara velema. If the surviving animal is a toda, halachme, here's the lachme toda. And it's fine that it's outside of the Azara, it could become Kadosh. V'lo, and if not, if the surviving animal is only the Tamura, Lepakul Chulin, that Lechem will become Chulin. So Mishum, Di'ika Arba Lahanif, says, no, can't do that, because of the 40 Lachme Toda, four of them need tenufa. Say, Chilavid, what are you going to do? How are you going to do the waving? You're going to do that outside of the Azara as well? Well, Lefnei Hashem, Ksiv. The Pasuk says you got to do it, Lefnei Hashem. So that's not an option. Gavoy, you're going to do it in the Azara? Then you're back to the original problem. Kamayin Chulin Azara. Then you're going to be bringing Chulin the Azara. Hilkach lo efshar. That's right, that's not an etza. That's not a solution. Maslav Shishre Dravidi im Isa l'dechiske. He says, I'll give you another solution that also assumes you hold like a particular opinion. Chiski on the same daf in Chesun Beis, the Amar Kotcher Abroim Mitoch Shmonim, that if you shech a carbon toda on Shmonim Chalos, on 80 Chalos instead of 40, so 40 of the 80 become Kadosh, and the other 40 are only La'achrayos in case something happens to the first 40. So what should you do? Laisi Behemiv, Laisi Shmonim Bahada. to take a new animal, take 80 loaves of lechem together with it. Velema, he have to kaima toda he hanami tavi toda. If the one that survived is a toda, so good. So this one should also be a toda. And guess what? Vashmonim ditravayu. I have 80 loaves, 40 for the one that survived that's a toda, and 40 for the new toda that I'm bringing, and everything's wonderful. And iach the kaima tamuri. And even if the surviving animal is only the tamura ha toda, but the new animal I'm bringing is a carbon toda vaha lachma, and these 80 loaves should be for the lachme toda of my one carbon toda. And what's going to happen? 40 of the 80 are going to be kadosh, and that's not going to be a problem of chulin la'azara, because what happens to the other 40? They become achrayus to the others. So whenever it's la'achrayus, it's not going to be a violation of chulin la'azara. That's how Rashi writes in the Ksav Yad, and that's what Tosfos writes as well. Because Hillel HaZaken used to bring his animal, as we mentioned earlier, when it was chulin into the azara, and he was makdish it there, and he was somech on it and shochet, etc. So you see that whenever it's letzorech a karban, you don't have to worry about bringing chulin into the azara. So these extra 40 loaves are also letzorech a karban if they're there for the achrayus of the karban. So Gemara says, no, that's not going to work either. Because why? So there are three different ways of understanding the Gemara's dechia over here. But the Gemara says, mishum, and two different girsaos, mishum de kamimait ba'achila, let's say da'arba. Right, it's either darbam or darba. You're minimizing the achila of the 40 or 4 loaves. So one of the ways of understanding this is that the 80 loaves that you're bringing, 8 of those loaves have to be trumas lachme toda. Right, you take one of each kind of 1 out of 10 of each, you know, of the loaves. So it's going to be 80 loaves in total. So 8 of them are going to be trumas lachme toda, because there might be 2 karbanos toda over here, and all of these loaves are lachme toda, so they all require truma. But if there's really only 1 karban toda, then there are really only 40 loaves that are lachme toda. The other 40 are only la'achrayus, and then you should really only require 4 for the trumas lachme toda. So what are you going to do with those extra 4 loaves? You're not going to be able to eat them, right? A non-Kohen is not going to be able to eat them, because they might actually be trumas lachme toda. And the Kohanim, they're going to be so full, and they're going to be very busy. You don't know that the Kohanim are going to be interested in eating those extra loaves, and so you're going to cause it that those extra loaves are going to become nosar, and then they're going to have to be burnt. And again, you're not allowed to bring kachem, the base of psul. So that's the problem. That's the way, one way of Rashi's understanding of it. Another sheet that Rashi has, the third sheet actually that Rashi has, is that it's going to be a violation of Bal Tashchis, because there are going to be 80 loaves and no one's going to be able to finish 80 loaves. No matter, it's going to be hard to find enough friends to invite to finish 80 loaves in one day, one night. So it's just, or the 72 loaves after you take the truma. So that's going to be that's going to be the problem, that there's not going to be a tikkun for the, that would be the gears of arba'im, that there's not going to be a tikkun for the extra 40, and that's going to be a violation of Bal Tashchis, Rashi says, which is an interesting idea. The Rambam, the Isra Bal Tashchis, as it appears in the Torah, is not to destroy a fruit-bearing tree. You're not allowed to cut down a fruit-bearing tree. Just got a shout out of Razim, just texted me this morning, that a woman has a fruit-bearing tree that produces these bitter, disgusting oranges, and they go all over her lawn, and she's blind, and her grandkids come over, and they eat them, and she has to clean it up every day, and she doesn't, like, can she cut down the tree? Right? These are always difficult questions, because really, la halacha is very easy. La halacha, if it's more valuable cut down than it is up, and if it's up, it has negative value, so la halacha, you're allowed to do it. But because Chazal have very scary things to say about cutting down fruit-bearing trees, so I'll be Kabbalah, people are very, very nervous about doing these things. So anyway, the Rambam writes that someone who quotes an Ilan Machel, Derech Hashchasa, that's it's Derech Hashchasa, is Chayiv Malkus, because Pasuk says, L'Sashka Seseitza. And then the Rambam says, in Hilchos Malachim, Perek Vav Halacha Yud, Shaloa Ilanus Bulvad, El Kalamashaber Kalim, the Korea Begodim, the Horiz Binyan, the Sose Mayan, Uma Avin Machalos Derech Hashchasa. Well, your mother told you that, whatever, that you can't throw out food because it's Bal Tashchis. So the Rambam says that's also a violation of Bal Tashchis, but only Makas Mardus. You don't get Malkus. So the post can discuss, what does that mean? Does that mean that it's only Nisra Midrabanan? Or it's still Nisra Daraisa? It's just that you don't get Malkus. So the Stechemer has an Arichus on this. And he says, from the Rambam, it seems more that they're all, from the fact that all these are included in Allah Yud, in the Yisr, that it's all included in the Yisra Min HaTorah, that he just puts them, he says, not only Hashchas HaSeitz Bildad, but also these things, implying that it's all Min HaTorah. And in fact, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in Losa say Nun Zayin, it sounds that way as well. The Yehuda, however, in the Chuvin Yoridei, Simin Yud, assumes that the Rambam understands that the others are only in Yisra Min Rabbanan, and that's why it's Makas Mardus. That explains it very well. But the Sechemet says, no, you can't bring a raya for that it's only Yisra Rabban just because it's Makas Mardus. It could be that there's Yisra Min HaTorah. The fact that you don't get Malkus is because it doesn't say it beferish in the Torah. And Sefer HaChinuch has such a klal that in Tavkuf Chavtas, that if you have an Yisra, even if it's derived Min HaTorah, but it's not beferish in the Torah, then you wouldn't get Malkus. So that's the debate that the poskim have. And Shulchan Aruch Rav, he says that just like a person has to be careful, and this is an important concept relating to Bal Tashkis, he says just like a person has to be lizar begufo shalola avdo velo kalkolo velo laziko, a person has to be careful about their physical health, not to destroy their body. Kach tzarich lizar b'ma'odo shalola avdo velo kalkolo laziko, a person also has to be careful about their money, not to damage their money, not to damage their property, not to be meshaber kelim, not to throw away food. Sometimes, you know, a person says, oh, I'm so full, I'm stuffed, I can't eat another thing, but there's all this chalent left, or there's all the, there, I already ate 4 donuts, but there are another 8, it comes a dozen, and there are another 8 donuts, about tashkes to throw it out. A person should realize, you know, it's kashem. Just like there's a baltashkus on a person's guf, there's also a baltashkus on the food. But the igur is the baltashkus on the person's guf. That it's a greater baltashkus of the guf to eat it sometimes than it is to throw it out. So it's a judgment. Obviously, if you find someone else who's hungry who wants to eat it, that's perfectly fine. But anyway, why am I mentioning all this? So David Mesharim in Chuvin Chelik Beis Simen Tes Zayin brings a raya from our Rashi in our sugya that the isra baltashkus is min haTorah even when it doesn't relate to an eitz mach. Because what's the Gemara saying over here? That the lach metoda, it's going to be a violation of Bal Tashchis, and that's why it can't be an Eitzah to deal with this situation. The whole thing's only midrabanan, why not? Use it as an Eitzah, and we assume that we'll waive the Issa Drabanan, or it wouldn't even qualify as an Issa Drabanan in this case, because it's not wasteful. Bal Tashchis is derech hashchasa, but you're not doing it derech hashchasa, you're doing it to be able to be Mekayim Mitzvah properly. So it must be that Rashi assumes that it is Bal Tashchis Mida Oraisa as well. Okay, now the Gemara says another suggestion. Amalei Rav Ashi L'Rav Kana Im Isa L'Drabi Yochanan Da Amar Hifrish Chatas Muberes V'Yalda Ratza Ba Miskaper Ratza Bevlada Miskaper. If we hold like Rabbi Yochanan's Shita in Maseches Tamura, that if you're mafresh a carbon chatas that is pregnant and then it gives birth, you can use either the mother or the offspring as the carbon chatas, because the vlad is independent, it's not just a piece of the mother, so each one could be its own carbon chatas. So Laisi Beimim Beres over here also by the carbon toda. Here's the solution: bring a pregnant carbon toda, the amtanat shetelid, wait for it to give birth, the Laisi Shimon Bada, bring 80 loaves of lachmeto. So the Vilayman say as follows: if the surviving animal is really the tamura havlada todahi, so then this behemoth that was mafresh uvlada and its vlad are both a carbon toda. So it's two separate carbonos. Vashmonim, and here are 80 the travayu, and here are the 80 loaves of bread that these new two carbonos toda require. Vihach dekaima todi, but if the surviving animal was a toda, hanami todahi. So then let the behemoth that I brought also be a toda without its vlad, just the mother. Vahashmonim de travayu, and these 80 loaves of bread are the 80 loaves that you need for the surviving animal plus the new animal that I just brought as a carbon toda. Vahai in the vlad, lavi moser de toda. Let it be a moser of a carbon toda, and it will be brought without lechem, because we learned in our Mishnah, Moser Toda does not require lechem. So Amar Lei, Man Lei Melandam Rabbi Yochanan, Im Shiro Meshuyar. How do you know that Rabbi Yochanan holds that at the time that you're Makdish the mother, you are Meshayar the Ubar, and you're Makdish L'Shem its own separate carbon, that it's Meshuyar, and therefore they could both become two separate carbonos, and that's why he holds that if you're Mafresh a pregnant carbon chatas, you can use either one as a chatas. And then you can say your conclusion, that you can be Makdish the Aim and the Vlad for two separate carbonos Toda as well, and that will be your Takana. No, maybe Rabbi Yochanan's Svar was entirely entirely different. Dilma imshiro eno mishuyar. Maybe the vlad is a chelik of the kedusha of the mother, and you're not allowed to separate it as a separate kedusha. Why can you use the vlad as your carbon chatas? Maybe Rabbi Yochanan holds that it's a single kedusha, and the vlad is considered shvach hegdish. It's the increase in value that happens to the hegdish after you makdish it, but it's part of the mother's kedusha. He just holds that a person could be mischaper b'shvach hegdish, and therefore in our situation, it's not going to translate over very well, because if the surviving animal is the tamura, does not require lechem. The only one of your karbanos here is going to require lechem. You're not going to be able to bring the 80 chalos and make this tonight. So Ravina iklu the damahoria amar le ravdimi bereder Rav Huna midmahoria le Ravina. So they said to Ravina, here's the solution. V'laisi behema v'lema. Bring another animal and say hare alai, that this I am accepting upon myself a karban toda with achrayus. Alai is with achrayus, and you're allowed to be mafresh another behema now for achrayus of that, because you said hare alai. V'laisi behema achriti, and bring another animal. V'laisi as the potential achrayus. V'laisi shmonim ba'da, and bring 80 loaves of bread. V'lema. Say, if the surviving animal is really the tamura, hani tarti todos, then both of these animals are karbanos toda. Both of the new ones I'm bringing are karbanos toda. Vashmonim to travayon, here the 80 loaves of both of them. Viyachtakaimatodi, and if the surviving animal is the toda, hadi amri alai, the fact that I said alai, nami lahavi toda, the original animal that I said hare alai on, should also be a karban toda. Vashmonim to travayon, and here are 80 loaves, one for the surviving karban toda, and one for my new carbon toda, the idach and the second animal that I brought along with it, tabi lachrayus, will just be an achrayus for my new carbon toda, and it's therefore pater from lachme toda. Amr lei, so Ravina said to Ravdimi, hatara amra tova shalotida mishatida v'lotashalim, va'at amad leikum linda b'tchila. You know, the Torah says you're not supposed to take a nedarim, that it's better to not take a neder at all than to take a neder and not pay up the neder. So you're not allowed to say aray alai, because maybe the animal's going to get lost and you're not going to be mafresh another one, and then you're going to be in violation of a neder. So don't take new nedarim. It's just not a good idea to take new nedarim. Wow, that's a pretty significant statement. That, you know, there is a parsha of nedarim in the Torah. People take nedarim. And nevertheless, the Gemara is telling us, even if your only way out, and the Gemara acknowledges it's a viable solution, it would work, your only way out of how to deal with potential kedusha over here, you have an animal that's either a toda or it's tamura, and you have to deal with it, your only way out is by taking a neder and keeping the neder. Still, we'd rather you not take the nether and risk not keeping the nether. So that's why you're not allowed to do that. Better not to take the nether at all. Okay, new Mishnah now. Says the Mishnah, Homer Arealai Toda. Yavihi v'lachma min achulim. A person says, I'm accepting on myself to bring a carbon toda. So good. So you bring a carbon toda, but you have to make sure that both the zebach and the lechem that goes along with it are min achulim, because that's the rule. Whenever you have a chiyuv, you're supposed to bring it from chulim. Toda alai min achulin v'lachma min amaiser. What if you start trying to do shtick? You say, I'm going to bring the toda from chulin and the lechem from maiser. So yavihi v'lachma min achulin. No, the whole thing has to come from chulin anyway. Because once you chayv to bring carbon toda, there's a chayv to bring lechem with it. And so it's a davar shebechove. You're not allowed to bring the lechem from maiser. Toda min amaiser v'lachma min achulin. What if you say, I'm bringing toda min amaiser and lechem from achulin? So yavi, you're allowed to do that. You're actually allowed to bring the toda min amaiser, because you were never really were makabale a real carbon toda. You just said toda min amaiser. So you're allowed to do that. He v'lachma min amaiser. If you say both the toda and the lachm should be from meiser, yavi, you're allowed to do that as well. Lo yavi michite meiser sheni, elami mo'os meiser sheni. When a person brings lachme toda from meiser, he shouldn't bring actual chitim of meiser sheni. It should be chitim that's purchased with money of meiser sheni. So Amar Rav Huna, ha'omer harei alai lachme toda. A person accepts upon himself lachme toda, mevi toda vil lachma. He not only has to bring the lachme toda, he has to bring the zevach as well. My time, may the other high garbage the lachm below toda lo ikriv. Because everybody knows you can't bring just the lachme toda without the zevach. Vai toda v'lachma kamar. Obviously, what he meant is the carbon toda and the lachme toda. Vai the kamar lachme toda sof milsenakat. The fact that he said lachme toda, he means, you know, the carbon that ends with lachme toda, but obviously means the zevach as well. So says Gemara, that might be against our Mishnah. Tanan, because it says in our Mishnah, Tod min ha-maiser v'lachma min ha-chulin yavi k'mashanada. You say that you're going to bring a tod from maiser and the lachm is going to come from chulin, you're allowed to do that. But according to Rav Huna, that he always just means sov dover, sov amai. Why is he allowed to bring the tod from maiser? Kivin domer lachma min ha-chulin. I thought we pay attention to the last thing that he says, and he says he's bringing lechem from chulin. So yavi hi v'lachma min ha-chulin, the tod should also have to come from chulin. Says Gemara, no, these are very different cases. Shiny Hasan, Kivin Dover, Todim and Amaiser. No, in the case of our Mishnah, he didn't just say, I'm bringing Lachme Toda. You're right, if he says, I'm just bringing Lachma Minachulin, then he's got to bring the Zevach Minachulin as well. But he said explicitly, I'm bringing the Todim and Amaiser. So since he says Todim and Amaiser, he was already Makabal on himself to bring a Karban Toda. So when he says that I'm also going to bring Lachem, it's not, I'm also going to bring Lachem is not a commitment to bring a zevach as well. It's the lechem that goes along with the original zevach. Nasakomar arei lechem liftor todos shalploni. It's like saying I'm going to bring lechem for the carbon toda that I already have, not a new commitment to bring a carbon toda. So in that case, you certainly bring the lechem from chulin, and the original toda will be able to be brought from meiser. So fraklimar ihachi, if that's the case, that's the way we understand it, then Reisha de Ketani, when it says in the first part of the Mishnah, Todah min achulin v'lachma min ha-maiser, yavi hi v'lachma min achulin, that if you say you can bring the Todah from chulin and the lachem from maiser, so shouldn't the Todah and the lachem both come from chulin? Because when he said arei alai Todah min achulin, he's including the lachme Todah as well. So he shouldn't be able to say, I'm going to bring the lachem min ha-maiser. So it says, Mar hachinami, nasa komar arei alai Todah, liftar lachmo So ask the Gemara. The Gemara is asking a question. The Mishnah had said that he brings everything from Chulin, but Hachanami, why don't we say over here also in the Mishnah that Nasa Komar Arei Alai Toda Liftor Lachmo Shaploni, that he should not be able to bring, he should not be chayiv to bring the lachem at all, and over here also you should say that what he meant to say is to be chayiv a Karban Toda alone and to pata the lachem that he's going to ultimately bring from Meiser. So since he says Toda Min Achulin, he's not including the lechem in that. He's saying that this Toda should pater the lechem that I'm also going to commit to. Just like we say when he commits to the lechem, when he says the lechem is assumed to be connected to the Toda, and therefore he's allowed to do it. So when he says the Toda should be connected to that lechem, and he should be allowed to do exactly as he said. Why do we say the whole thing has to be brought min hachulin? Says Mar Hachi Hashta. You can't compare those two things. As we learned yesterday, there's a big difference between the two parts of a Karban Toda. There's the Zevach and there's the Lechem. The Zevach is the Iker. The Lechem is the Tafel. So Hachi Hashta, Bishlam Lechem Lemiftar Toda Asi. Lechem comes to exempt your Zevach, which is the Iker. Toda Lemiftar Lechem Miasi. But a Toda doesn't come to exempt the Lechem. So Tashma, the Gemara brings a Raya. Homer Araya Lai Toda below Lechem. If a person says, I'm going to bring a Toda without Lechem, Zevach below Nesachem, or a Zevach without the Nesachem that it needs. Kofnoso maybe told the Vilachma Zevach Unasachim. He has to bring it all. So Taima Damar, it sounds like it's only because he says Hare Alei Toda that you got to bring the Lachem. Avalomer Toda, but if he just says I'm going to bring Lachme Toda, lo, then he doesn't have to bring a Karban Toda. Against Rav Huna that says that a Nedra of Lachem is Mechayev the Karban Toda as well. Says Mar, terrible deal. Kua Din Avagav Delo Amar Toda. Even if he only says Hare Alei Lachem, he has to bring a Karban Toda. I did the Kabbalah Lemisna Zevach below Nesachim, Dolamashna Nesachim below Zevach, Tananami Toda. It's just that in the case of a Zevach and Nesachim, you can't make this deal. It's just that in the case of a Zevach and Nesachim, it wouldn't work in the reverse. See, when you say Arei Alei Lachmei Toda, of course, you got to bring the Toda as well. When you say Arei Alei Nesachim without a Zevach, sometimes you do that. Sometimes you bring the Sachim without a Zevach. So there would be no requirement for a Zevach. So there's no diuk to be made. So the Braisa had said, if you say Arei Alei Toda below Lechem or Arei Alei Zevach below Nesachim, you got to bring it both anyway. Amai, Neder Upisko Imohu, together with the Neder, he was Poseach Becharata. So Amar Chizkiya, Hamani Beshamai, Damar Tfos Lashon Rishon. We must be assuming like Beshamai, who says, you just listen to the first thing he says. Titnan, Harein Nazir Min Agrogos Min Advela, Beshamai Omrim, Nazir, he is a Nazir. Forget about the fact that he said Min Agrogos Min Advela, and that's not included in Nazirus. Beisolom Ein Nazir, he's not a Nazir. He's committing not to eat figs. There's nothing to do with Nazirus. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Afilu Tein Beisolom. We could even be assuming like Beisolom. Hillel. But Omer, ilu yisi yodeya shein odrin kach, we must be talking about where the guy says, had I known that you're not allowed to bring a toda without lechem, lo yisi nodr kach alakach, I would have said, harei alai toda vilachma. So when he said below lechem, he didn't really mean it. Well, my kofin, then why do we have to force him? He's telling us that he really meant to bring the whole thing. No, de kabayi hadarbe. Now he's trying to back out on it. Tashma, so the Gemara says, bring a raya to Chizkia, that our mishnah dafka like Beit Shammai. The Homer Arei Elai told below the Brice like Beit Shammai. Homer Arei Elai told below lechem zevach below nusachim. VaOmer lo havei told the lechem. We tell him you got to bring the told down the lechem. VeZevach nusachim. VaOmer il yoseyadeh shakein lo yisi noder. Had I known that you can't bring the told without the lechem, I wouldn't have taken a neder at all. Kofen so we force him to bring the toda and the lechem. Vomlo shemar v'shamata. We say you have to keep this. So bishlam l'chizkia nichle. I understand according to Chizkia this is like Beit Shammai. He said arei alai todi after bringing the toda and the lechem and you can't be chozer. El Rabbi Yochanan kasha. But according to Rabbi Yochanan that the whole brisa is like Beis Hillel. So this brisa is very difficult. How can you say that it's like Beis Hillel? The brisa says beferish that he says that that he didn't intend to bring the toda and the lechem. So I'm like Rabbi Yochanan, ha vade Beis Shammai. Yeah, that's vade Beis Shammai. That's not Beis Hillel. So my shemar v'shamata. What's this expression of shemar v'shamata? Am Rabbi shemar havei toda v'shamata havei lachma. One is the toda, one is the lechem. Rava am shemar havei toda v'lachma. Shemar means the toda and the lechem. V'shamata shlotia ragelasos kein. V'shamata means that one should not be in the habit of doing this. Okay, we'll pick up from there tomorrow.